what was it like having to go through the protocol and having the concussion? I know it was kind of, I guess it was a borderline maybe or something.
I guess, you know, the new rules, the way the NFL works, you know, it's a 3 or 4 day process, you know, where you got to go through several steps just to get cleared or whatever. And, you know, obviously now I'm done with that process. Glad to have it behind me.
Have you had concussions before?
Nah, never.
What was it like dealing with this one?
Yeah, it was kind of weird, just, you know, with the new rules and everything. You have to go meet with outside people and things like that. And you have to do it at several days back to back. So it was just a little weird and drawn out. But other than that, I'm fine.
But it's a proactive thing, and it's about making sure you're safe, correct?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I'm thankful for it, you know, the way the league is responding to it now and the way, you know, they're handling things. You know, obviously it gives the player the right mindset that you're able to go back out there and, you know, focus and everything. So they do take the proper steps to make sure that your safety is first.
What about their offense, Jonathan?
You know, they got a lot of speed guys at the skill position, at the wide receiver. You know, obviously the Pro Bowl tight end, a quarterback position. You know, you got a guy won a lot of games for him the past 2 years, year and a half, however it may be. And the running back position, you know, they use three guys, but all of them are capable of getting the job done.
Andre says that Ben Tate will be talking trash.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, obviously, you know, I'm facing his former team, and he knows several guys over here on this team, you know, with playing with us the last few years. So, you know, it'd be a great deal to go up against a guy like Ben, but it's all business for us.
How does it look like he's running to you?
I think he's playing fine. You know, obviously, you know, he's been banged up, hurt some early in the year, so he couldn't get in the groove, and they're splitting times with the running back position now. So, you know, all in all, I think he's doing what he can to help his team, you know, get the best out of the running back position.
What have you seen in Ryan Mallett in practice that you expect to see in the game on Sunday?
Very strong arm, sharp. You know, he's on top of his thing, you know, from a playbook standpoint, you know, understands the offense. And I think, you know, having Fitz here has helped him grow to a certain degree also, you know, playing under Peyton Manning and things. I mean, not Peyton, but Tom Brady, when he was in New England, I think helped develop him a lot also. But, you know, playing here and just being around a guy like Fitz and the way this team is built, I think helped him grow as well, because now that he's the quarterback, he's the leader of this team.
Do you see the confidence that he'll need when it gets going for real Sunday?
Yeah, I think without a doubt, you know, coming in and being a backup, you never know when it's going to be your call to come in and be the starter. So you have to prepare like you're the starter at all times. And I think he's done a great job, you know, in the first 9-10 weeks of the season of doing that, you know, preparing himself each and every week as if he's going to be the guy to get the call to start.
So how do you view this defense looking if y'all have both Brian and Jadeveon back out there?
I think it'd be a right step in the right direction. You know, obviously, to get your best 11 guys, however they may be on the field, you know, when you have a chance to do that, that always is a good sign for your defense. So, you know, having those guys back would be big for the defense.
With Kareem out, or at least for right now, your other guys are getting some experience. How much do you think that will help them going forward here?
It's about the next man up. You know, obviously losing a guy like Kareem that can play outside and inside in the slot's been playing great all year. You know, it's a blow. But, you know, at the same time, we got some young guys who's been stepping up and making plays when that number's been called. So we expect nothing different, you know, going forward to Kareem's able to come back and help us out.